Anthony Carthy, the principal of St Mary's College in Ballaserdair, the new principal, I should say, and congratulations on your new role. I just wondered, Anthony, if to start, you could tell us a little bit about your own background and your links to the North West here.
Hello, Claire. So I've always had connections to the area. My father's from Ballinafad and my mother's from the other side of Boyle. So I've always been around in that sense. I've worked in Dublin, I've worked in other places, but I always had an ambition to come back and to work around here. So I'm absolutely delighted to be working around here now.
Brilliant. And I know St Mary's in Ballaserdair, no more than any other school in the country, there's many challenges facing you in the years ahead. But what do you think those main challenges will be for you, Anthony? And what would your vision for the school be over the coming years?
Obviously, we're living in a time of change, and there'll always be, you know, new needs arising. But I think that, you know, St Mary's is a very caring school, and it cares in terms of its outcomes for students, and you'll always be working through that. But I think we do a very good job here. You know, we have mixed ability, but results are strong, which is an achievement in itself, and that reflects the good teaching that's going on in the school. And the connection between the teachers and students, I mean, that's always a challenge, but I think the connection between the teachers and students here is very positive and very constructive, and students have a real affection and loyalty for St Mary's, and that comes out, you know, certainly in the welcome that I've had with the community. So, you know, the challenge there is to kind of renew those links with the community, and, you know, build on that happiness, which is the right atmosphere for good education. I think that's the real thing that I'd be looking at doing.
And are student numbers growing at the school, and are they kind of following the normal trends in secondary schools in the region, I suppose?
Well, I'd be looking at about, say, 250, 300 students for the school. At the moment, we're below 200, okay? So, again, that's something to work on. But, again, you know, all of that work that I've outlined above, you know, working with the community, working with teachers, working with parents and students, you know, we've really done a lot of outreach. Even in the 2 months that I've been in the school, we've visited 17 national schools. We've had two taster sessions for new students. And, you know, on the evening of the 24th of October, there's an open evening as well. So it's about, you know, getting the name out there, making sure that people know that what we're doing and the very good work that's going on in the school.
Great. I know social media is a huge challenge now for all of us, Anthony. I'm just wondering, a lot of people would feel, I suppose parents especially, that education is key here for youngsters who are faced with this barrage of information, no more than the rest of us. But what kind of initiatives, I suppose, are being done at schools to try and deal with the challenges, both good and bad, there with social media?
Well, it's a question, again, of education. You know, you have to emphasize the positive. You have to tell people what's there, the responsibilities that they'll have and how they're going to use it. It's not going away. It's a part of life. It's something that I think the older generation is kind of learning about more than the younger generation, who are just kind of growing into it, like my own children. So, you know, I certainly don't believe that, you know, there should be any kind of sensationalist scaremongering. I think we have to be realistic about what can happen, but accept the fact that people are going to use social media. And, you know, people worry about too much information and fake news and things like that. Again, education, you know, that critical thinking is there, that people learn to see, you know, how do you work out what is true and what's not true. You know, that's always been a challenge in education. It's just a different set of circumstances, I think.
Okay. And finally, Anthony, I know that as a school with a core Catholic ethos, do you feel that that's been eroded in schools like St Mary's, as more schools now are being told to opt out of religious education and there's all these changes in that regard? What would be the policy at your school there, and what do you think the future is with regard to religious education?
Okay, well, you know, there's always been a strong connection between the church and education and love of knowledge. You know, they're certainly not mutually exclusive. But, you know, we are living in an era where people have, you know, many different points of view. But the way that I would look at that is that that's key to developing an individual spirituality anyway. We have to be sensitive that, you know, other people have other outlooks. And in fact, in the school, we have many people from many different backgrounds. And some may be practicing Catholics and some may not. But we celebrate the contribution that everybody can make to the school, and we see that as a contribution. We see it as a positive that there is diversity. Some people may be taking part in RE lessons, and some people might not. But the opportunity is there. The opportunity to be part of a prayerful community is there. And I think that does make Catholic schools distinctive. They're very caring places. We're a school community. We're not a school institution. And we have something very special and unique to offer. And that's encompassing everybody, you know, whatever their backgrounds might actually be. I think it's a real mission for the school.
Okay, so anyone who's not from a Catholic background, students at school, they can opt out of those religious classes at present?
Well, again, we'd encourage everybody to participate where at all possible. You know, RE is a unique and fascinating, you know, part of human existence, and many people enjoy RE. So we'd certainly encourage people to take part. At the same time, we'd respect, you know, other forms of religion as well. We do that, and we do that in a very respectful way. But we'd encourage people to take part wherever they actually can. But we certainly respect people's views in that regard.